Hello and welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Daryl Brogdon with a classical guitar concert from Johnson County Community College's Rural Joyce Recital Series. Our guitarists today both earned their masters in music from the University of Missouri at Kansas City's Conservatory of Music. Here are Cindy Egger and Daniel Krieg with A Little Canon or Round by Georg Philipp Telemann.
Well, we're going to start with A Little Canon by George Philipp Telemann, and this melody will harmonize with itself by just staggering it a few beats, so it's a pretty cool effect.
So the next pieces we're going to play two originally written for lute, an instrument that's similar to the guitar but kind of predates it. So these are Renaissance pieces that have an anonymous author, so we don't really know who wrote them. But it's La Rosinal, followed by Drury's Accord. Thank you. This next piece was written by a Spanish guitar composer, Fernando Sor. He lived in the early 19th century, so kind of put him in the time of Napoleon. So even though he was Spanish, spent a lot of time in Paris. And this particular piece was originally written for solo guitar. It's an etude in B minor, and this is an arrangement for duet.
Pieces by a Brazilian composer, and he's also a percussionist and multi-instrumentalist. He's still alive. He was born in 1953. And Celso Machado is, this is a fun fact, he's known for his ability to produce bird calls using wind and percussion instruments. Which is, I mean, how many people can say they can do that? I don't know. Ponteo literally means pointed. And in the case of a guitar context, it's more playing single notes rather than strumming a lot. So you're not going to hear a lot of big chords in this, but we're doing a lot of lines where we're harmonizing with each other. So there's four movements here. Thank you.
we've got another piece here by Fernando Sor. This is the second movement of a, it's a three-movement piece called L'Encouragement. And the second movement, it's a theme and variations. So what you'll hear is a melody played, and we've got a couple different variations on that tune. And then you'll hear at the end the return of the theme, the melody. Thank you.
next we're going to play a couple of pieces that would be connected by the fact that they're sacred works. The first one is more contemporary here in your presence, and then the second one is a very traditional hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. What they also have in common is they were both arranged by Pete Huttlinger, who sadly died in 2016. He wasn't that old, he was in his mid-50s, had a lot of health problems, congenital heart defect, and strokes. He was a studio musician, and he also played like with different artists, most famously probably John Denver. The last 3 years that John was alive, he toured and recorded and was on TV with him, and Leanne Rimes, another country singer. And for anybody that goes to the Walnut Valley Festival, he was a winner 1 year in the Fingerstyle Guitar Championship. Mighty fine player. If you don't know him, look him up on YouTube. Thank you. Next, we're going to play two movements from a larger work that was originally written for the piano by Modest Mussorgsky. And he was a Russian composer. And some of you might be familiar with the pieces from an orchestral hearing, because Maurice Ravel, a very famous composer in his own right, also orchestrated the movements. There was an artist named Victor Hartmann who originally gave the composer two of his artworks that formed the basis for this work. Each movement is meant to serve as a musical illustration for either the drawing or watercolor. When these first were played, many people were kind of puzzled by the music, which sounds odd today because it doesn't seem that out there to me. Anyway, they kind of shook their heads in bewilderment, and the composer took note of this and thought, geez, maybe I've gone too far with this. So he actually put the pieces aside and did not attempt to publish them. And they did not get published until 1886, which was 5 years after his death. So the first one, Promenade, this is meant to depict the viewer's progress walking through the exhibition. So the meter of this, for any of you who are musical, it goes back and forth between 5/4 and 6/4, because often if you were walking and looking at pictures, you would not have a regular rhythm to that. And then the Old Castle is from a work that depicts a medieval castle before which a troubadour sings a song.
Thank you.
just love that second movement. It's just so creepy and haunting. Don't judge me on that, though. So next we're going to play a couple of works by an instrumental group called Acoustic Alchemy. They would probably be categorized as more in the smooth jazz category. They've been around since the mid-80s. They were actually formed in England. And originally, the main two players was a steel string player named Nick Webb and then a nylon string guitar player named Greg. Anyway, they originally worked for Virgin Airlines, recording in-flight music for transatlantic flights. How about that, huh? Sadly, Nick Webb died in 1998 of pancreatic cancer, so they had the electric guitar player kind of take over his role. So the band is still going. The first movement is just a beautiful piece called Ballad for Kay, and then a little, kind of almost, I don't know, Native American? I don't know. The recording, if you listen to Natural Elements, if you look for it on YouTube, it's got more instrumentation than what we can do, so it's kind of a neat piece too. Thank you. thank you all for coming out and spending a bit of your days with us. Anyway, this last tune might be familiar to you. It was a hit for the composer, along with, if you've ever heard the tune, Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis, or Red Wing, which has become a country flat-picking classic. Terry Mills was a performer and a composer. He did a lot of ragtime music. He was like one of those child prodigies. He was the head of a music department at the age of 23, which is like crazy. And he's credited with bringing new creativity, vigor, and syncopation to Tin Pan Alley. Again, thank you all for coming out, and I want to thank Johnson County Community College for continuing to provide opportunities for live musicians to play, and in particular, Doreen Mirande, who has been doing this for, I don't know, decades. What year are we at on this?
Next year will be the 30th.
Okay.
That, to work on that one.
Okay, all right. So, and thank you all for supporting live music.
Thank you.
composer who helped to bring syncopation to Tin Pan Alley. That was Carrie Mills at a Georgia camp meeting, arranged for two guitars by Richard M. Long. And our two guitarists today are Cindy Egger and Daniel Krieg. Cindy Egger, originally from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, moved to Kansas City to study guitar with Douglas Neitz at UMKC, where she received a Master of Music in Classical Guitar and was awarded the Outstanding Student at the Master's level. She's played with the Kansas City Symphony and the Red Onion Jazz Babies, busy with musical theater jobs as well as with weddings, funerals, and private parties. She also teaches private guitar at Rockhurst University, and she's the guitarist music director at St. Andrew Christian Church. Daniel Krieg also came to UMKC to study with guitar professor Douglas Neat. Currently working on his doctorate in music, he teaches guitar to young children and performs with the Kansas City Guitar Society while also having a career as a computer programmer. Cindy Egger and Daniel Krieg's duo guitar concert was part of the Rule Joyce Recital Series here at Johnson County Community College. A free noon-hour concert open to students, staff, and the general public most Mondays when school's in session. You can see their past programs and future lineups at jccc.edu/Carlson Center. While you're at it, check out KPR's website at kansaspublicradio.org to see what's coming up this month on Classics Live. KPR recorded this Rule Joyce recital in the Carlson Center of Johnson County Community College April 2nd. 2018. Chuck Smith is our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is the Classics Live producer. And I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thank you for joining us for another Classics Live. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of KPR, Kansas Public Radio. That's a song by Roger Quilter, Love's Philosophy, recorded in KPR's live performance studio in September 2012 with soprano Bonnie Green, Aaron Bates Preston the pianist. This is Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.